The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth.
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
Well, on the air. One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents.
We love the air.
Normal Show Live. Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good afternoon, tokers and tokettes. It is Friday, July 22nd, 2011, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. We've got a jam-packed show for you today, so let's get right to it. Introducing everyone here in the studio, we start with Ganja John behind the boards. How you doing, John?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, Russ?
I'm recovering from life in general, but holding up. And, of course, we've also got Wiz Calico down there at the end of the table. How you doing, Calico?
Aloha. Glad to be back.
All right. There he is. Glad to have you here. And from our virtual studio in beautiful Grass, Astoria, Oregon, the lovely and talented Cannabis Carrie.
I love that intro. Thanks, guys, and happy Friday.
Well, happy Friday in some respects, but we've got some personal news to deal with here at Normal Show Live. You know that we call this studio Rolla J Studios. Well, the man who is known as Rolla J was raided last night by Alameda County Sheriff's officers. So we're going to be talking to Jay in hour two during our live hour. Plus, well, you can bet that I've got a little bit of ranting to do about that. You'll be shocked and dismayed at what happened during this raid. But also on today's show, we start with our hemp headlines and Cannabis Carrie. So what else is in the news today, Carrie?
You bet. Well, we're going to go to Fort Collins, Colorado, where there's an anti-dispensary group. We're going to tell you about their latest move. Also, a quick update on Representative Watson from Rhode Island. If you remember, he's a lawmaker that got caught drunk driving in Connecticut with some marijuana on him. And the Chico City Police had an interesting news conference today about their new ordinance. Lots of stuff. And, of course, we know how Arizona Jan Brewer feels about Prop 203. Well, I'm going to tell you what she said about it this week.
All right. Following that, we've got our Rockin' Friday Daily Toker Tunes, and this is a call-in from a event that that our own Herb Thrasher is at right now, so he'll be calling in live. He's got a great tune from Keller Williams and Grateful Grass, apparently a bluegrass cover of One More Saturday Night, so that'll be interesting at 20 past the hour. At half past the hour, we've got more music for you. Brad Daddy X from the Cottonmouth Kings is joining us here, and we'll be premiering a song from their new album, The Sunrise Sessions, called My Garden. And then at 45 past the hour, it is the fourth Friday of the month, and that means it's time for Danny Danko, the senior cultivation editor of High Times and our Cultivator's Corner. He's going to be announcing his new podcast, Free the Flower, and God, wait till you hear the theme song of this
thing.
It's really cool. So we got that, and then in hour two, some ranting. Rolla J will be calling in, and we'll be taking your calls in Toker Talk Radio. So stay tuned. It's a lot of Normal Show Live to take you into the weekend.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
In today's busy world, we're inundated by advertising for all types of pharmaceuticals that come with a laundry list of potential side effects. Shouldn't you have better medical choices? Natural alternatives to pills pushed by Big Pharma? At Alternative Medical Choices, you could choose natural, safe, and effective alternative therapies that are right for your budget without nasty side effects. Cannabis, or marijuana, has been a legal medicine in the Pacific Northwest since 1998. Our doctors will help determine your qualifications for a medical marijuana recommendation in Oregon, no matter where you live. Our massage therapist will ease your aches and stress with soothing hemp seed oil or cannabis-infused massage salves. We also offer acupuncture, Reiki, and other alternative health therapies. Call Alternative Medical Choices in Portland, Oregon at 503-288-5579 or visit our website at www.altmedchoices.com. We specialize in out-of-state recommendations. That's www.altmedchoices.com or call 503-288-5579.
Did you know there are more tokers than Texans? Hi, I'm Radical Russ Belville, host of Normal Show Live. It's true, there are more adults who will consume cannabis in America this year than the population of Texas. This and thousands of other statistics and polls are part of my new book, Normal's Big Book of Marijuana Facts, including 19 full-color poster-sized infographics of cannabis data.
A entirely legitimate topic for debate.
If we're going to have that debate, we need the facts. But Normal's Big Book of Marijuana Facts isn't just some listing of statistics and tables. It's truly a big book, a huge weatherproof binder that becomes its own 12 by 18 presentation easel. The colorful charts are jam-packed with facts that draw interest, and the explanatory text is all rigorously researched from reputable sources. You can make the case against prohibition with the government's own numbers. You can learn more about Normal's Big Book of Marijuana Facts by visiting stash.normal.org/bigbook. Pre-orders are available, and shipping begins September 1st, 2011. That's stash.normal.org/bigbook.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carrie.
And I have a follow-up story about that Rhode Island state lawmaker that was caught driving under the influence of alcohol, marijuana, and as it turns out, cocaine. It was back in April when we reported that a top Republican in the Rhode Island House was arrested in Connecticut of drunk driving and marijuana possession charges. It was only last February that Representative Robert Watson told the Chamber of Commerce in Providence that the state lawmakers only had their priorities right if you are a Guatemalan gay man who likes to gamble and smoke marijuana. He was eventually voted out of his leadership position as the minority leader, but there were no other sanctions due to his arrest. Representative Watson has been serving in the House since 1992 and has been a leader since 1998. At the time, his defense was that he only had a few drinks and he wasn't actually drunk, that he did, in fact, use marijuana to treat pain from a recurring bout of pancreatitis, and that he never sought a medical marijuana recommendation because he wanted to keep the matter private. He also alleged that the Connecticut police targeted him and then adopted a more aggressive attitude once they saw his legislative ID. And indeed, tests later came back that his blood alcohol level was 0.07, just below the state's 0.08 limit. But also, that blood test showed up positive for marijuana and cocaine. Well, yesterday was his day in court, and Representative Robert Watson pleaded not guilty. He told reporters outside the courthouse that he unequivocally denies using cocaine, and that he said he had no idea that those tests had come back positive, and said that there are, quote, many possibilities. Read, my lawyers are coming up with an answer to that. Mothers Against Drunk Drivers representatives did attend the hearings and are monitoring the case. He did ask for a trial by jury and is expected to return to court on August 25th.
That is always an interesting case when we have these lawmakers who make fun of marijuana or don't take it as to be a serious issue for them to address in the legislature, and then we find out that, well, they're using marijuana as well, and in this representative's case, claiming to use it for medical purposes, which he should be allowed to do. And I understand his point about not wanting to register due to the privacy implications and, you know, the fact that he's a legislator in Rhode Island and on a Rhode Island program could cause conflicts of interest, I guess, maybe in his mind, I don't know. But again, it shouldn't be something that he has to disclose or has to register. This should just be legal for all adults to be able to use for whatever reason they see fit, and then it's no big issue here. Now, the issue of the DUI with alcohol and cocaine in his bloodstream, that's another matter, though. It'll be interesting to see how this case turns out, and we will keep bringing you updates as they become available.
Now, this is a developing story from Chico City, California. Earlier this month, the city passed an ordinance that would regulate the city's medical marijuana dispensaries. The ordinance was passed by the city council with a 4-3 vote, but was opposed by the Butte County District Attorney, Chico's mayor, and the Chico City Chief of Police. when the dispensary regulation was on the agenda for discussion, but before the meeting and actual vote, U.S. Attorney Benjamin Wagner sent a letter to the city warning them that adopting an ordinance that violated federal prohibitions against marijuana distribution for any reason could bring federal, criminal, or civil penalties on city staff that would have to administer the ordinance, as well as rank and file police officers. Well, the city went ahead and voted that they would allow at least two dispensaries in the city limits that could be up to 10,000 square feet each. Also in the new city ordinance is a call for police officers to offer protection to the city's medical marijuana shops and any related operation. Well, that didn't sit too well with police, the police chief, who sent a letter this morning to the Chico City Council that stated in part, quote, "The members of the Chico Police Officers Association will not participate in any part of the medical marijuana ordinance that involves commercial marijuana growing or selling operations. We will not assist in any way in any activity that normalizes, standardizes, expedites, or assists in the establishment of facilities set up for the commercial growing and selling of marijuana. It is our sworn duty to enforce all laws regarding controlled substances, and we will continue to do so." Now, the Chico Police Officers Association said the problem they have with the marijuana trade is a safety issue. Will Clark, a spokesman for the police officers, listed home invasion robberies and people being shot and killed over marijuana as his main concerns. He said that instead of easing the problem, the new city ordinance calling for two regulated dispensaries would just, quote, make a bigger mess. The association, through their spokesperson, also added that if any of its 89 members were to participate in the administration or enforcement of the dispensary ordinance, they would be breaking federal law, an oath they swore to the city, the municipal code of the city of Chico, and to the general orders of their department. He said this is absolutely not acceptable. Now, we will be monitoring the situation and bring you any response from the council in the city, but first, we're going to bring you Russ's response.
Thank you so much, Carrie. You know, Chico City, the question is not whether or not there will be dispensaries. It's how will they be regulated or if they will be regulated. The thing to do here would be to pay attention to all the other places around. I mean, if you're in California, there's plenty of other municipalities you can look at to see how they've dealt with marijuana dispensaries, and they've found good ways of putting those together. So, I don't know. This is we'll keep following up on this weird situation in Chico.
And Arizona Governor Jan Brewer said some things that may have clarified her position on the now-passed Proposition 203. Speaking on Wednesday at a conference of the Arizona Chief of Police, Brewer scolded the chiefs for what she says was their silence on Prop 203 when it was being debated. Proposition 203 narrowly passed by only 4,340 votes in the state out of 1.7 million cast. Governor Brewer said that she believes that they all have a duty to speak with a unified voice on, quote, an irresponsible ballot measure that jeopardizes public safety, giving the passage of Proposition 203 as a, quote, a good example where a unified voice might have prevented the passage of this dreadful situation. She went on to tell them that no one really explained to the public what the ramifications were when looking at the legislation. And then when asked by a member of the audience later whether she should have gone on the road to speak out against the measure before the election, she answered, quote, probably so. And then went on to say that, unfortunately, things were busy. I was very busy. She was talking about the time when she was also campaigning to keep her job. But then she added, quote, the bottom line is that once we realized that it was gaining such momentum, I stepped right up. She did remind them that since the measure has passed, she has directed the state health department to not accept applications for dispensary licenses.
Damn it, you guys, you didn't band together and tell enough lies to fool people into voting for their own best interests. How could you? Yeah, you always hear that from cops. Remember when cops used to say, you know, we don't make laws, we just enforce them? Well, now you've got the governor upset that they didn't do enough to help keep a law from being made. Typical, typical from Jan Brewer.
And this out of Fort Collins, Colorado, a citizens' petition drive from opponents of marijuana businesses and aimed at forcing a vote on whether medical marijuana dispensaries should be allowed has now collected enough signatures to move the proposal forward. According to the city clerk's office, they verified the validity of the first 4,571 signatures on the petitions before they stopped counting. More than 7,000 signatures were turned in. Organizers only needed 4,214 registered city voters to get the measure to advance. The clerk's office said it was the cleanest petitions the office had ever seen, with less than 11% of the signatures being rejected. Now, there are currently 21 medical marijuana dispensaries in Fort Collins, a town of about 145,000 people and the fourth largest city in the state. The signatures were handed in on Tuesday with an ordinance attached to the petition to be forwarded to the City Council for its consideration at the August 16th meeting. Now, the council would have the option to just adopt the ordinance as written or send it to the voters, an option that they are more likely to take. Petitioners have asked that it be included on the November 1st general election. Now, the group behind the petition is hoping that the city voters will ban dispensaries altogether and force the 21 currently operating to close their doors. Larimer County Sheriff Justin Smith said yesterday that the community is being marred by pot and that the dispensary model has brought up a lot of problems. He cites a 20% hike in marijuana-related crimes in the county, like driving under the influence of drugs and break-ins. Now, he called life before medical marijuana dispensaries in Fort Collins, quote, like living in a kind of fairy tale land here in northern Colorado, where home invasion robberies and kidnappings hardly ever happened. Smith is also a member of the Concerned Fort Collins Citizens, the group behind the petition to ban the operation of medical marijuana businesses, any cultivation operations, or medical marijuana-infused product manufacturing in Fort Collins. But the dispensaries have their backers, too, and they say that as long as marijuana is legal for medical use in the state, it needs to be regulated so people can have access. Terry Gomez, who heads a committee called Citizens for Safer Neighborhoods, is leading the fight against the proposed ordinance. She says that the police have not been able to produce evidence that the dispensaries have raised crime levels, and that in the meantime they have poured about $500,000 into sales tax revenues. She is not sure that that will be enough to sway voters come November, describing her community as, by and large, progressive with conservative element. She says it now all depends on who shows up to cast a vote come November.
Wow. Okay. Well, we hope that the these guys are successful in their dispensary initiatives here. And to think that Fort Collins is marred by marijuana and legal medical marijuana is just ridiculous posturing on prohibitionist part once again. All right, I have a couple things to bring you here in the news. Miami teen dies in lockup over marijuana charge. On June 29th, a 17-year-old, just 4 days shy of his 18th birthday, named Eric Perez, was riding his bike on a balmy Florida night. His bike did not have a light, so police stopped him and found him holding a small amount of marijuana. He was on probation from a robbery charge from years earlier, so he was immediately taken to juvenile detention. 2 weeks later, he was dead, following hours of screaming, writhing in pain, and retching that was ignored by jail staff. This from the Miami Herald. By the time paramedics arrived at the West Palm Beach lockup to treat Eric Perez, the 18-year-old, jailed on a marijuana possession charge, showed only a flat line on a heart monitor. Though Eric had been screaming and retching all night long, lockup administrators failed to call 911 until well after dawn. A detention center healthcare log provided Wednesday to the Miami Herald shows the youth was not examined by a medical professional until 7:51 a.m. 4 minutes later, the log shows, lockup staff called a code white, indicating the youth's condition had become critical. According to the medical log, four guards and a nurse, none of whom are named, were in the room with Eric in his final moments, with two other guards outside. The nurse wrote, quote, one officer doing rescue breathing and me doing chest compressions, end quote. At 8 a.m., the paramedics arrived, connected the youth to their own defibrillator, and began doing chest compressions themselves, the log says. On Sunday, July 10th, beginning at about 1:30 a.m., Eric complained he had a severe headache and began hallucinating that an imaginary person was on top of him. He had been throwing up for hours as guards sought guidance from a different nurse who did not answer her phone. Records say lockup supervisors and the facility superintendent instructed staff not to call 911. If Eric had no pot on him, the missing bike light wouldn't have been any kind of probation violation. So in order to save Eric from a weed that could never have killed him, police placed him in custody and ignored him while he died. Marijuana doesn't kill, but prohibition certainly does. And of course, the other story coming here, hitting close to home, Alameda County, California sheriffs threatened to kill paraplegic man's dog if he didn't comply in a marijuana raid. Jason Rivera, known as Rolla J, the man who donated most of this studio to us, is a paraplegic who suffers severe chronic pain. He was detained by sheriffs for presenting a warrant at his recording studio, a copy of which we now have here in the studio. The warrant was based on the tip of an anonymous informant, says Rivera, recounting the statements of deputies on the scene. As sheriffs executed the warrant at the studio, one asked Rivera about searching his home. Rivera says the deputy threatened to kill his dog if he didn't cooperate. Quote, we can do this the easy way and you can take us to your house to look around, Rivera recounts the deputy saying, or we can detain you for 6 hours while we get a warrant and go to your house and shoot your dog, end quote. Now, the killing of family pets by SWAT officers during marijuana raids has generated numerous headlines recently, including chilling video of a raid in Columbia, Missouri, where a man's dog was shot 7 times while the man's wife and child slept in the next room. In these cases, police spokespersons defend the actions of the officers by explaining that in these no-knock raids, securing the premises and eliminating immediate threats to officer safety is standard operating procedure. Rarely are any officers punished for the wanton killing of these animals that are merely defending their homes from intruders. In Rivera's case, however, we have officers who are obviously aware that there is a dog in the home. They cannot justify using force against the animal when they have plenty of time to contact animal control and deal with the potential threat humanely. This threat is nothing more than emotional terrorism by our domestic police forces to trample a disabled man's Fourth Amendment rights in a crusade over a plant.
This break is definitely for Jay.
Yeah, Jay, we're smoking with you, and we are going to be on top of this like white on rice. You can believe that. We'll be back right after this.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man, reefer man? If he said he swam to China, he would send you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
The Normal PAC, the political arm of Normal, makes contributions to members of Congress and select state legislators who support our policies and advance legislation towards that end. Elected officials need to see that those of us who support legalization are serious about changing policy, are about more than just getting high, and understand the importance of supporting politicians who support us. Please make a contribution today to the Normal PAC and send it to the Normal Office in Washington, D.C., 1600 K Street Northwest, Suite 501, Washington, D.C., 20006. Or go to the Normal website and make a generous contribution. It is an investment in our future and will help assure we finally re-legalize the responsible use of marijuana in this country. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Keith Straub, the founder of Normal. In all the years since 1970 that I've been fighting marijuana prohibition, I've learned that drug warriors love to confuse the public with statistics. Lately, they've claimed that there are more teens enrolled in drug treatment for marijuana than ever before. It's a statement that, while true, is intentionally misleading. What they don't tell you is that marijuana arrests have skyrocketed to over 800,000 arrests per year. They also don't tell you that we've gone from a few dozen drug courts in the 1990s to over 2,500 drug courts today. The kicker is that those drug courts sentence teens routinely to drug treatment for marijuana, whether they need drug treatment or not. So they arrest more people for pot, require them to enter drug treatment, then claim the higher treatment numbers justify more pot arrests. It's an absurd proposition, but no more absurd than banning a plant. Learn the facts about pot. Visit norml.org today.
What's up, guys? This is Miss High Times 2007, and you're chilling with us here at the Normal Podcast.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today, we take you into the weekend with Rockin' Friday. Our segment features the best of rock, metal, punk, and jam band music. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tunes.
Hey folks, welcome back. We were just trying to get Herb Thrasher on the line, but you know, he's probably incommunicado because he's at the Northwest String Summit and just may not have cell reception, but he's given me the intro and I'll bring it to you. It's Keller Williams and Grateful Grass with a tune, One More Saturday Night, that all you deadheads will remember. Now, Keller Williams is an American musician from Fredericksburg, Virginia, who began performing in the early 1990s. Williams' music combines elements of bluegrass, folk, alternative rock, reggae, electronica, dance, jazz, funk, punk, and other assorted genres. He's often described as a one-man jam band due to his frequent use of live phrase looping with multiple instruments. On February 8, 2006, Keller Williams hit the stage at Denver's Fillmore with a project he calls Grateful Grass. Grateful Grass, which featured Williams, Keith Mosley from the String Cheese Incident, and Jeff Austin from Yonder Mountain String Band, performed not-so-traditional bluegrass versions of Grateful Dead favorites. The vibe in the packed house was thick and sweet, and the crowd was whisper quiet when they weren't singing along. On April 29th, 2008, this very special evening of music will be available for digital download at iTunes and other digital retailers. 100% of the proceeds of Rex Live at the Fillmore will go to benefit the Rex Foundation, the charitable nonprofit started by the Grateful Dead, which gives grants to worthwhile causes. To find more about Keller Williams, the Rex Foundation, and Grateful Grass, you can visit rexfoundation.org and kellerwilliams.net. So, without further ado, here's Keller Williams presenting Grateful Grass and One More Saturday Night live at the Fillmore on your Rockin' Friday Daily Toker Tunes.
Down to the mountain, I was drinking some wine. Look up into heaven, lost all my desire. Ready to fire across the hill. Plain as black and white, get prepared. It's gonna be a party tonight. Oh, it's Saturday night. Oh, one more Saturday night. Town six president, come on, news said I get no satisfaction while I sing the blues. Why about a list? No, no, just what to do. Just crack out that overture. Break out your rocking shoes, George. It's Saturday night. Oh, one more Saturday night. Dance down a local armory with a basement full of dynamite, live artillery. Temperature keep rising, everybody getting high. Come on, rock the stroke of midnight. This joint is gonna fly on. It's Saturday night. Oh, one more Saturday night. Party, gonna call it Planet Earth. Where about tomorrow? Well, no, when it come, or when the rock and roll the music meets the rising sun as old. It's Saturday night. Oh, one more Saturday night. Saturday night. We'll be right back. on Saturday night. You
want a copy of that song for your iPod? Check out the Daily Toker Tunes at the Stash blog by surfing to stash.normal.org and choosing Media and then Toker Tunes from the main menu.
Starfish Designs, makers of the original Gandalf.
I'm Radical Russ, and when I want to relax, I always have my 17-inch-long original Gandalf from Starfish Designs nearby. The hand-blown borosilicate glass is strong and easy to clean, and the design is sleek and sophisticated. Starfish Designs are available from Bend, Oregon at a glass retailer near you. For locations, call 541-788-GLASS. That's 541-788-4527.
The most devastating effect of the war on marijuana is that it is a war on everyday people like you and me. All week, we speak to the doctors, scientists, celebrities, and politicians who make up the professionals fighting for cannabis liberty. But we never forget about the tens of millions who use cannabis, the millions who need medical access to cannabis, and the hundreds of thousands arrested every year for cannabis, and the tens of thousands imprisoned under our marijuana laws. At Normal, we are the Cannabis Consumers Lobby, and we take this opportunity to share the experience of our cannabis community.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Half past the hour, and we are so excited to have our next guest here, Brad Daddy X from the Cottonmouth Kings, debuting the new album, Sunrise Session. Daddy X, how are you doing, my man?
Hey, what's cracking, Russ? How you doing?
Doing real good. We're glad to get you here on the show to talk about your new album. I understand you guys have Sunrise Sessions coming out Tuesday, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, right on. Tell us a little about it.
Sunrise Sessions is really a nice, uplifting collection of songs, like 17 tracks. And we did Sunrise Sessions recordings. We really did it throughout the whole last year of our studio work and started off with the Legalize EP, which was six-song EP, and then the album that drops tomorrow, 17 songs on it. And then we'll have another EP dropping later in the year with the rest of the recordings. We did over 60 songs for just, we did all, it goes all over the place from just nice, some hip hop songs, some reggae songs, some acoustic songs. This is just a real good, feel good album, you know?
Yeah, and you guys are, you know, prolific as far as putting albums out. What number album is this of the Kings?
Well, this is our 12th official studio album.
Yeah.
But then we have, you know, we have the Hidden Stash series, which are all like B-sides and rarities and collabos. We have four of those. And then we have a couple of like kind of remix records. We have a couple EPs. So, I mean, somewhere around 20, in the neighborhood of 20.
Yeah, right on. So you describe this Sunrise Sessions as being, you know, kind of eclectic. It's expanding out the sound into a lot of different areas. Just the other day on the show, John played one of the tunes. It's one of the promo tunes that you've got up on the website. It had a really nice dub feel to it. Do you feel that's the key to the King's success here, is breaking out from just being considered maybe a stoner rap rock group to being more eclectic as you pick up more genres and more fans?
I mean, we've always strived to create innovative and original sounds, you know what I mean, and original songs. We try to create our own, so when you hear Cottonmouth Kings, it's our own sound and stands apart from everything else. That's why it's really hard to categorize us. We don't get a lot of radio airplay just because we're kind of a different group. We just don't really fit into any niche, but we did delve into a lot of dubstep on this album, and some of the sonics of dubstep are really, really sick with the sonics, and that has a nice reggae kind of rhythm to it. So we just tried some different stuff right now.
Right on.
And
Sorry. No problem. I was just wondering, do you have any other guest artists appearing on this album?
You know what? Believe it or not, we did have one guest artist, and that is Jared from Head PE on a song called Down for Life. Yeah. Other than that, it's just all KMK.
Right on. So as you guys are...
When we go in the studio, sometimes we'll bring in different musicians. Like, you know, if we need horns or like some nice organ parts and or guitar. Like I'll bring in different studio musicians that really like kind of fit that style song. So we got to work with a lot of different musicians. We worked with a guy named Jim Perkins a lot, really good guitar player, producer. We collaborated with him a lot. So, you know, we make all our own records and write our own albums, and that's probably why we do it, because every aspect of the Cottonmouth Kings from the ground up is do-it-yourself. From the albums, we release them ourselves, market them, make them, record them. You know, we all have home studios, so it's really just a labor of love, I would say.
And it sounds like it when we get these new albums. And we're talking with Brad Daddy X from the Cottonmouth Kings. The new album is Sunrise Sessions, out Tuesday. And, you know, as we talk about the variety that we hear on Cottonmouth Kings albums, who matches what type of tunes? Or do you all, like, delve into all the genres? Or do you guys, like, specialize? Does each guy have a different thing that he specializes in?
You know, it's funny. Everyone kind of, you know what I mean? Everyone kind of contributes. Someone will bring an idea to the table or bring a melody or a hook, and then we'll start adding to it, and then everyone kind of adds their own flavor to it and brings their own stuff to the table. But obviously, when we added Dirtball last year, he brings a whole different level, a whole different facet to the group musically and both lyrically, and he has great sense of melody and songwriting. He's a drummer. His first thing is drumming, so he has a really great like patterns and stuff like that. And, mm-hmm. and everyone, D-Lo really stepped up and had a lot of great songs that really surprised me. That songs that I never thought would come out of him. So I think everyone has kind of grown as songwriters. Breakthrough has a great sense of melody, and it's fun to just sit down with an acoustic guitar and kind of hum out an idea and then see it come to life as a completed song. You know, it's a great process. It's kind of like raising a kid from birth.
Yeah, it does sound like it's, you know, developing, and that the addition of Dirtball, that's something that I was just thrilled about, you know, coming from, we're broadcasting out from in Oregon out here, and so, you know, he's from Bend, Oregon. So we'd been kind of familiar with D-Ball for a long time, and to hear him added to the Kings, it just seemed like such a natural fit, and I'm glad that it's, you feel like it's worked out well.
Yeah, it's a natural fit. He's a incredible human being, number one, and then number two, of course, musically, he's so talented, and he's been a member of the Subnoise family for so long. We toured with him for so long, him and other solo artists, and it was just the right time. Just, you know, we just want to add a new element to the Kings and just kind of keep it expanding. You know, yeah. We didn't want to get stagnant and just keep it fresh and expanding.
So what's next for the Kings? Are you guys on tour to support the album? Where can people catch you?
Yeah, we're on tour right now. It's the Welcome to Stonetown tour, and it's the theme of the tour kind of coincides with our website. It's all animated. We did this virtual animated world called Stonetown. It's almost like Disneyland for stoners, and there's all these cartoon characters, and we're eventually developing that into a little animated series, which you'll start seeing on the website in October. There are these, like, minute-long little animated using these characters, these cartoons, but so we brought all these visual projections and trippy visuals. So there's projections, crazy light show that goes along with the whole tour. So we've got a great response. We're in Houston, Texas today, and going across the U.S. all summer. And we're playing the Seattle Hammond Fest this year. Oh. We're playing Gathering of the Juggalos. We're doing a bunch of big festivals this summer. But the headlining tour is go to topmountkings.com and check all the dates. You could also, we started a thing that's called the Nug of the Week, where people go to our website and they sign up their email address and they get a free song for life. Every week we put up a new free song every single week. It's either a brand new song on her, exclusive, and a classic song. It could be anything, but every week there's a free music. So it's just our way of giving back and thanking the fans and our way to get a hold of their email address to remain in contact with them. You know, we have contests going all the time, form of updates, shows, music, everything's going on inside the kingdom.
Well, Brad Daddy X from the Cottonmouth Kings, they're on tour with the Sunrise Sessions, and we're going to play a tune from that album right now, In My Garden. Hey, tell us a little bit about this tune before we play it.
Yeah, man, it's just an uplifting song, pretty much about planting seeds of love. You know, you can take that literally or figuratively, but it's about planting seeds of love and growing with good intention and living with pure intention and freeing the plant and freeing your mind. Right here, my garden off Sunrise Sessions, Cottonmouth Kings.
Life is good, you know.
Seed 2, seed 3, 4, and 5. How many of these seeds gonna keep alive? And so I'm singing. Here in my garden,
here in my garden,
I'm harvesting every seed with love.
Sacred. Ain't nobody gonna come but rape it. Ain't nobody gonna come and take it. It's my whole life. Love and passion consumes their reaction. I feed them the feelings that grow them so high. Even baby, the blossoms partake in what's awesome and spread out the wealth that's no lie.
Shovel, so I can dig it up and put it in a nice place. Might be train wreck, might be silver haze. Well, anyways, I'ma move it to a better spot so we can get sunlight, be some better fire.
Burning on a conic, always burning on a bag. Got the good buds, even got a little hash. Calling me a plane, always flying through the sky. Captain Crawford, I'm super duper high. I'm super duper fly, I'm a super duper guy. Never spill a bong, always got a clean pipe. If you wanna come along, stand by my side. Take a hit of this, get ready for the ride.
I'ma take a hit of that, then you take a hit of this. All the fat batter mixed cannabis bliss. That's where I live, everybody's got weed to give. So my eyelids cover up our eyeballs, you dig? We getting so high and so cal. Everything's always better cause we so smoked out. Cottonmouth Kings, no, we won't slow down. Still blow smoke creams, bitch, watch what now?
Stacks say yo, when like 7-Eleven. I smoke my bud like 24-7. Keep it tight back, never dry out a bag. Always got a blunt wrap, I'm as high as the heavens. If I get cold froze, then I won't fold. We'll build a split fan, fire with the lemons. Drop, pop, pop, that bowl. Poppity, pop, pop, my load.
In the air, that universal miracle, like drumsticks on a snare. A cycle ending, season changing, healing that repairs. You pass around the sacred pipe and hold it in the air. You blow smoke in four directions, giving thanks each time. And nothing can reward the gods like fruit at harvest time. So plant your seeds in love and soil and water it each day. And live your life with pure intention, good things will come your way. So you say, here in my garden,
here in my garden,
I'm harvesting every seed with love.
say no.
No matter what you call it, it's a huge part of popular culture.
Where'd you learn that, Cheech? Drug school.
You don't need weed school. You just need a copy of the new book, Pot Culture, The A to Z Guide to Stoner Language and Life.
Hey, this is great, man.
Even if you never smoked marijuana.
I never used marijuana. Sorry.
Don't think you smoked marijuana.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two and didn't inhale.
Or you used to smoke marijuana.
I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
Pot Culture by former High Times editor Steve Bloom and Shirley Halperin will answer every question you ever had about marijuana culture.
Has that marijuana made it back up here yet?
Check out Pot Culture, the A to Z Guide to Stoner Language and Life at Amazon.com or visit PotCultureBook.com today.
Too bad, man. I just stopped smoking yesterday.
If I were to tell you that in America, right now, over 1 million children sell marijuana, what would you think? Would you think that any public policy that creates over 1 million teenage marijuana dealers needs to be re-examined and possibly amended? You would not be alone. The members of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, a.k.a. NORML, have been working since 1970 to reform marijuana laws such that responsible adults, not children, sell and use marijuana. Isn't it high time to reform America's misguided marijuana laws? This is Alan St. Pierre, Executive Director of NORML in Washington, D.C. Only concerned citizens can effectively end the federal government's nearly 70-year-old prohibition on responsible adult marijuana sales and use. Want to know more about how you can help? Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, or by visiting the organization's popular and informative webpage at NORML, NORML.org.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Will. I don't work at a used record store. I don't own an iguana, although I'm sure they make great pets. I don't have dreadlocks or play the acoustic guitar. I can remember quite well, thank you, and no, I don't constantly have the munchies. When 4:20 comes around, I've still got 40 minutes of work left. I've never hit a girl on a bike with my car or shot my friend with a shotgun. I've never had to apologize for letting a girl I was watching drown in a pool while I was getting high because, duh, I wouldn't be getting high if I was around children. I'm a regular guy who works regular jobs, just like the majority of all Americans who use marijuana occasionally and responsibly. My name is Will, and I'm normal.
What? Free weed! Free weed! Danny Danko on the normal radio. Free weed! Free weed! Oh, yo! Danny Danko come to show you how it goes.
You're now tuned into the Free Weed by Danny Danko on Normal Radio, presented by High Times Magazine. See me, I say, boom, bang! Big respect. See me, I say, Danny Danko. Oh, 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 Free Weed. Free Weed.
Oh, we are loving it. The new theme song. An extensive theme song at that. Danny Danko is with us. Danny, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks a lot.
Who did you get to record that for you?
That is my friend DJ Jacques, who actually DJed at our cup in San Fran a few weeks ago.
All right.
That's him doing the music, and his friend Winstrong is the singer, a reggae singer from the Bay Area.
Right on. Yeah, we got that in the mail, and John was getting it ready for the show, and he's just like, oh, this rocks, this is awesome. So we love it.
Yeah, I said there was no way we're not entering his segment with that song.
No doubt.
No doubt.
So I want to let everyone know in the chat room that we're getting ready to do our Cultivator's Corner, which means you can get your live cultivation questions answered by just sending them in through our chat room at live.normal.org or calling us at 971-533-7111. So as we get the questions prepared, Danny, tell them about your new podcast.
Yeah, well, it's been a while in the making, and I've just been doing some research and stuff, but we decided to do a weekly podcast on the NORML Radio Network, and, you know, our first air date will be Wednesday at 8 p.m., I hope.
Yeah.
That's what we're gunning for, so we have that space, I believe. So it's just called High Times Presents Free Weed from Danny Danko. So I just wanted to kind of have that double entendre, because on the one side, we're going to be helping people learn how to grow so they're getting, you know, sort of free weed. And then on the other hand, we're trying to free the weed as well. So
Yeah.
It's just, you know, and who can turn down free weed?
You can't turn down free weed. So the Danny Danko High Times Free Weed Show will be on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It'll replay on Wednesdays at 11 Pacific, 2 in the morning. And then there'll be other replay times that happen during, like, the middle of the night. I have to look around here and find out where they're at. But we'll get that all posted up on our blog at stash.normal.org. Up the top, you just click the schedule button. It'll give you a PDF of all the shows and descriptions and stuff. So when you want to listen to the Danko podcast, man, you'll be able to find where it's at. We'll also, now, will you have it available through iTunes and download as well?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking into making all those arrangements, so I will have it available that way. And I'm actually recording the show for the first few shows with the hopes that we can go live at some point in the future. But I will be live in the stick hand when it airs, you know, just running it, I guess, in the window there, and if people have comments and or they want to participate in the chat while the show is airing, that's I'll be there checking that out and following the Twitter and everything while the show is airing. So I'm really excited about it. I think you know, there's going to be you know, an emphasis on grow information and cultivation. But, you know, we've got the news, we've got some funny stuff, we've got some activism stuff, and we're just trying to mix it up. So I've been working on, you know, scheduling and how we're going to do it. And, you know, we're really excited to debut that and premiere that show Wednesday.
Yeah, we are excited to have it on the network as well. Love this partnership. And welcome to the internet radio podcasting airwaves. Danny, you're a natural for this. You join us, you know, every month here with this Cannabis Cultivators Cultivators Corner. And we love getting these questions answered. People can turn here for free expert advice from High Times. Where can you get that? That's amazing. Let's go to our questions coming out from our chat room right now. We have one that was asking, what was the best way to grow under one or two? I think I got to find this question where it was earlier up in the chat. Doggone it. Scrolling down. We'll find it there. But if someone was trying to grow under one or two 400-watt lights, and he thinks that organic would be the best way to go with that. What would be the organic soilless, he says, is his immediate thought. So growing under just one or two 400-watt lights, what should someone look for?
Well, each 400-watt light is going to light about a 4-foot by 4-foot area or footprint that, where you'll be getting enough lumens for proper growth. So if you're going to grow with one 400, I would say a 4-by-4 tent or box of some sort or closet would be perfect. If you're going to go with two 400s side by side, then I would use a 4-by-8 area. And you can even, you could, you know, with two, you could enlarge the area by using a light mover or track of some sort. You could go a little bit bigger. But with 400s, I would say, you know, a 4-by-8 grow tent it would be my recommendation. And as far as soilless, organic, you know, growing hydroponically and keeping all the nutrients organic is a pretty difficult thing to pull off. People can do it. But when you're using organic nutrients, you also have a very short sort of life that they have in the nutrient solution, whereas chemical nutrients, you change those out, you know, once every week to 2 weeks. With organic hydroponic nutrients, you really have to change them, you know, every 3 to 4 days. So it's a lot of work, but, you know, the product is going to come out much better for it.
Mm-hmm. And so this is given that you have the 400s to work with, but do you recommend going with something bigger than that if someone's starting out, or should they start at low light levels and then work their way up to 1,000 watts? How does that work?
Yeah, it's probably best to start with the 4s. I mean, that's a pretty good starter grow light, because it really puts out a good amount of light, but it also doesn't create as much heat as a 1,000-watt light, which really is like more than double the amount of heat that you get. It's got a bigger footprint, and you will have a larger yield, but it's dealing with the heat that becomes the issue. Mm-hmm. So if you have proper ventilation and you can keep your space cool, you can go with bigger lighting, but just know that the bigger the light, the more you have to deal with. very severe issues with heat.
Okay. We've got a question here about how, and I guess it's just a subjective question, how important are the strains? There are too many to keep track of today. Can just about any marijuana, if grown right, be good marijuana?
That's a tough one because it's really actually, the genetics is extremely important. And in the person who said that is correct when they say that there's a lot of stuff out there. But as far as the elite, you know, top-end, real connoisseur sort of quality stuff, you know, I did a book with about 130 strains in it. When I was doing the research, you know, I knew, you know, I researched, you know, over 1,000 strains to narrow that down. So yes, there is a lot of strains out there, but it is important to have good genetics because if the genetics aren't good, no matter how well you grow the plant, you're still limited to whatever the genetic potential is. And there's a lot of watered-down genetics out there, so that's why I would say it is important. But you're also right to say that there's a lot of, you know, a large amount of things out there. And if you're just looking for something decent, then, you know, you can grow from bag seeds, and or if you're learning. But when you really want to step up and produce a superior product, I would say that, you know, go with high-quality genetics from a proven source, still in the packaging, if it's seeds, still in the breeder packaging, and if it's clones, then from a reputable organization or a reputable source.
All right. We've got a question here that asks, if I use a cloning bucket with aeroponics, you know, aeroponic clones, can I still plant those in soil with no problems?
Aeroponic clones going into soil, it's a delicate process to do that. I know a lot of people who use the easy clone and things like that, where the cut end of the clone just dangles in a misty solution that's basically sprayed on the cut end. And so the roots just pop out, and they're not actually in any sort of medium. They're not in rock or soil or anything. They just sort of hang in the air. And so getting that into a soil with mix with, just requires being really gentle with the roots. And, you know, you put all your soil with mix or mix into your container, and then you have to sort of dig out a hole and then gently put the cutting in with the roots, you know, facing down, and really, really gently and lightly sort of backfill the hole until the roots are submerged in the dirt and the plant is above the dirt. And you can sort of sink it in a little bit too, and you can gain a few inches at that point of vertical growth by sinking it in just a little bit. And you want to ensure that the tap root or just the main roots are really, you know, facing down. You don't want them way up at the top all bunched together because you'll suffer a lot of setbacks. So it's a delicate process, but it can be done, and it works perfectly well. Within a few days after you do it right, you should be seeing the new growth and as the plant establishes itself into the soil.
All right. Well, Danny, got to let you know we're coming up against the top of the hour here. And I want to remind everyone that Danny Danko Free Weed, you know, High Times Presents Free Weed with Danny Danko will premiere next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. So make sure, I'm sorry, no, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So make sure you check that out. And we'll move on into hour two here, our live hour. Danny, you're welcome to stay on the line if you want, but I do know it's Friday at 5 there in New York. So your call, my man.
Yeah, it's about 103 degrees outside, too. It's crazy out here.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm going to stick around in the chat room for a little while, and then I got to take off. But I'm really excited about premiering the show. I hope everybody will come check it out. I'm going to continue coming on this show and Jim's show. And, you know, we're just going to promote and really try to continue with the great tradition of normal radio.
All right. Well, thank you, Danny Danko, High Times Senior Cultivation Editor. That's it for us for the podcast. For Ganja John, Wiz Khalifa, and Cannabis Carry, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. For those of you sticking around in the live show, we'll be talking to Rola J. That's right. Jason Rivera will be calling in. And we got some video to show you as well, including our Toker Talk Radio, where we just sit around and chat. So we'll see you next time. Talk to you next Monday. And until next time, take care of each other, Tokers.
This is Normal Show Live. the voice of the Marijuana Nation.
I will be in Montana tomorrow at Marijuana Aid in Missoula, so check it out. Marijuana Aid, visit montananormal.org. I will see you there in Big Sky Country.
You're growing, you're trying to roll it, you're smoking, and it goes down smooth.